Annette Sweeney. I am from Alden, Iowa, and I am a corn and soybean producer as well as a cattle producer. But even more so, I'm so excited today to be here for America's Renewable Future launch and to be asked to be a co-chair to be able to educate individuals throughout our state that are coming to Iowa as candidates at every level. Let's turn back the page to September. It was a hot afternoon in 2010, about September 16th. And that day I was riding a bus with a group of gals going out to the solar energy research area in Colorado. And with that, we were sitting and we were talking, and I said, you know, I'm really surprised that we did not have anything about renewable fuels. What about our soybeans? What about our corn? And the lady sitting across from me said, you know, I don't understand that whole renewable thing. I don't understand corn ethanol. And you know that yellow thing that comes out that they haul away in trucks? Well, with those comments that she had, I thought, what a way to engage a conversation. And so we got to visiting, and I said, well, you know that yellow stuff that you saw that was being hauled out from those ethanol plants? And she was from Kansas. I said, that's distiller's grain, otherwise known as DDGs. And she said, really? Well, what's that? I said, I feed that to my cattle. And she goes, really? There's something else about except just ethanol? And I said, yes. And it's an excellent protein source for my cattle, and it also helps other individuals that have cattle in our state of Iowa and all across the United States. But I take that conversation that I had with that other legislator from Kansas, and we even started, I had eight people around me before we were ever finished. And then we started talking about the renewable fuel standard. She said, really, renewable fuel standard? And so we talked about that and how important that renewable fuel standard is to economy, sustainability, and to the future of fuels here in the United States. And so with America's Renewable Future group that we have coming with us, it's a collaboration of people like Bill and I that are involved in the grassroots level of ethanol, as well as to talk about the renewable fuel standards and how important that is to our economy, sustainability, and our future. We're going to reach out to every corner of the state of Iowa. We are going to reach out to all 99 counties to educate, just like I did that legislator from Kansas. Because after she and I got done talking, she got it. She understood that the renewable fuel standard is beyond just the scope of biofuels, corn and soybeans. It's good, again, for the economic factors, sustainability. Yes, our renewable fuels are sustainable. And the economic impact, not only in the Midwest, but also for America. And I hope all of you enjoy our discussion, embrace what we have to show about our renewable fuels, and help us spread the word about how important our renewable fuels standard. And our next speaker that gets to address everyone here is a friend of mine from Nevada, Iowa. He feeds cattle, and most importantly, with this group, he's lived it. He has lived it from morning till night, and he understands renewable fuels. And he is passionate. Ladies and gentlemen, Bill Kauser.
Well, thank you, Nettie. I got to tell you, we've done a lot of interesting projects, you know, together over the years, and this is just another one. But this one has to go in the books. We've been challenged to work with both parties that under no circumstances can any candidate in either party afford to ignore the benefits of the RFS for Iowa. We've seen communities in Iowa come together, raise funds, and be part of an ever-growing ag renewable explosion. The bipartisan renewable fuel standard is working for Iowa and the nation. It has ensured that renewable fuel producers have access to a market that is otherwise controlled by big oil. The policy has allowed us to replace 10% of our nation's fuel supply with clean, American-made source of energy. Candidates and national reporters who haven't visited Iowa since 2007 need to understand that this industry has seen dramatic growth and is going to be a bigger factor in Iowa more than ever before. We have the best land, we have the best universities, we have the greatest talent of people, but most of all, we have the Iowa way, the RFS way. There's an old saying that a great team can play through a bad referee call in an event. There have been many bad calls, and we are that team. We are going to play through those events, and we are going to come out as a winner. Just yesterday, I confirmed a meeting with Gina McCarthy in D.C. And at the end of this month, Rick Schwark and I will be going to EPA to explain to her the importance of RFS to Iowa and to the nation that we have before us. Iowa will continue to take a leadership role in first of all, educating the masses on energy independence and what it means, but most of all, showing the country and the world how we can get her done. For you and I to be able to bring these candidates to our plants, our farms, and our ranches, and show them the true word of what sustainability really means to an American. And it will be a privilege to showcase Iowa. We talk about work ethics and morals of Iowa and the great Midwest, and now it's time to show them. Candidates, our doors are open, our rules are game. You know, now it gives me great pleasure to introduce a man who really needs no introduction from across this country. He's an Iowa farm boy. He was a man who was there for me in the 80s when the farm crisis, but gave me strength to make sure we kept going. A man who was there for me during finely textured beef fiasco and told us to keep on fighting. A man who has taken this state through many ups and downs. A man who has given me courage to stand in front of 1,000 possible investors when we're trying to fund Lincoln Way Energy. He took the time to come to Nevada High School FFA and kick off our annual Renewable Energy Summit. A man with the famous slogan of "Don't mess with the RFS." A man who put his money where his mouth is. And most of all, a man who will lead us into America's renewable future. The longest sitting governor in America today, your friend and mine, the Honorable Governor Terry Branstad.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Well, Bill Couser, thank you for that very nice introduction. Annette Sweeney, it's great to be working with both of you. I know Patty Judge is part of this leadership team as well. You know, renewable fuels is something that I'm very passionate about. And I'm proud of the progress we've made in Iowa. And I want to thank everybody that's been involved in it and made Iowa really the leader in the nation. As many of you know, Lieutenant Governor Reynolds and I fought hard over the last year or so for the renewable fuel standard, including an event we had at the Lincoln Way Energy facility, including going to Washington, D.C., including when we couldn't get the EPA to have a hearing out here in the heartland where we're directly affected. We put our own hearing together at the Borlaug World Food Prize building, and we attracted hundreds of people who spoke out very eloquently about the importance of the renewable fuel standard. Those of us that are involved in agriculture and economic development in Iowa know the difference this has made. We've lived it. Some of us have lived it since the 1970s, but we really have seen great progress since the RFS was approved and since about the year 2007. It's helped reduce our dependency on foreign oil, and there's a lot of people who want to take credit for that, but we know that renewable fuels has been a very important part of that, and it's given consumers more choice, and it's made our fuel costs more economical. I was very proud last year when in the State of the State address, I asked the legislature to pass resolutions supporting a strong RFS, and both the House and the Senate, on unanimous votes, approved resolutions supporting the RFS. The last time we had a wide open race without an incumbent for President of the United States was 2007, and that was just when the RFS was beginning. Since that time, Iowa has built 17 new biorefineries. We've doubled ethanol production. We've tripled biodiesel production. And we have now launched commercial scale cellulosic ethanol in this state. That's great progress in this 8-year period. And we also know that during this time, Iowa farmers enjoyed a significant boost in prosperity. Obviously we're now, because of the uncertainty that's been created by the action of the EPA with regard to the RFS, we've seen a dramatic reduction in corn prices and soybean prices since this uncertainty became the day. But today, 73,000 Iowa jobs depend on renewable fuel, and it supports $5 billion in wages for Iowa families. So this is not just important to farmers, it's important to workers and families, it's important to this state's economy and to our state treasury. It's a broad-based industry that benefits workers, families, and communities all across Iowa. I am very pleased that America's renewable future will have a strong bipartisan effort launched right here, where it all begins, in the state of Iowa. And also, I know Bruce Rastetter is here, and he's also putting together an Ag Summit, inviting presidential candidates of all parties to come here and address agriculture issues. And obviously, one of the most important ones is the renewable fuel standard. So we're very excited to be the first in the nation, Iowa caucuses, and we want to make sure the candidates are knowledgeable and well-informed about this very important industry and what it's doing for our state. And that's the reason why I'm excited and very proud to join with all of you in this effort. Thank you very much. Okay, now we'll open it for questions.
Does this mean a candidate who doesn't support the renewable fuel standard like Governor Perry is just sort of out of the mix in terms of Iowa?
We're not going to prejudge anybody. I remember a candidate who had been the governor of Texas who came here, and he supported the renewable fuel standard. In fact, he was the president when it was established, and that's George W. Bush. So. I'm not convinced that Governor Perry can't be educated on this issue. He's a farmer from Texas, and I know he comes from an oil state, but I want to, and he's a friend of mine. He's done great things for economic development in Texas, and I think he's got a chance to come here and learn, and I think, in fact, I personally called Governor Perry to encourage him to come to the Ag Summit. And I got an indication he's intending to come. And so I'm very hopeful that he and others who maybe don't know how important the renewable fuel standard is will take another look at this. So we're not going to prejudge any of the candidates of either party. We want to educate them. We want to inform them. And we want them to support this because it's important for Iowa. It's important for America. It's important for jobs and for our not only our economic security, but frankly, we all know what's going on in the Middle East, where the oil is, you know, that's where the competition is, and that's a very dangerous and difficult place to do business.
How much are we talking about when you say a $15 million effort, and who is talking to?
Well, maybe I've let my son answer that question, because I will say I am excited to hear in the past, big oil, with all of its billions of dollars, has been able to put a lot more resources and effort into this. But what we have going for us in Iowa is the grassroots people of this state who do understand this issue. So more important in my mind than money is you, the people of this state, and the bipartisan support we saw unanimously in the legislature and the support this industry has received. Investors like me, who invested $25,000 to join with my colleagues with Lincoln Way Energy. By the way, we got a dividend. Thank you as a board member, Bill, thank you for that. This last quarter, we got a dividend. We hadn't gotten one for a while, so that's always nice. Do you have any?
We have several partners that care very much and that understand the meaning of the effort. It'll be a multi-million-dollar campaign. We know we've got enough security for the first couple million, and we'll be going and finding more partners, and we have more partners joining us really each and every day to make this happen.
Other questions? Listen, I've been involved in this since the 1970s. We're not going to quit now. We believe, you know, and I think we've proven. You remember back a few years ago when we had a drought and they were all saying that the price of food was driven up because of the price of corn? Well, we've seen corn prices plummet. What's happened to the price of food? It's not gone down. I think we've proven this food versus fuel is a bunch of baloney. I think you've heard earlier DDGs, you know, today there are more cattle raised in the state of Nebraska than there are in Texas because of DDGs. And Iowa numbers have been going up as well. So this is not just about renewable fuels. It's about the byproducts that are also the high protein feed for cattle and other animals that is a tremendous asset that we have in this state. And it's really making a big difference. And we just want people to know all the details. There's so much misinformation, especially if you go to the East Coast or the West Coast. When I spoke at that hearing that the EPA had in Northern Virginia, Big Oil had hired a bunch of kids to ride bicycles around or whatever. They had no clue what they were doing. They were just paid. And actually, some of those kids that Big Oil had hired actually cheered for what I had to say in support of renewable fuels. So when they really get to know the truth about how beneficial this is for the economy, for the environment, for jobs in America, for agriculture, we got a great story to tell. And we need all of your help in getting that message across. And we have the golden opportunity. We have the opportunity that only comes along every so often, and that is to launch the presidential selection process and educate the people that want to be the leader of the United States of America about how important renewable fuels are to this country. Well, thank you all for joining us. We really appreciate it. We hope to see all of you, and as I tell the presidential candidates, come to Iowa early, often, travel to all 99 counties, and we hope they'll spend a lot of money here too. Thank you.